Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your weekly update on the latest happenings in the region's thriving aerospace sector. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Hi everyone, Emma, I just heard about the latest event hosted by the Northwest Aerospace Alliance, and I'm really excited to talk about it.
Oh yes, the event at Bay Systems on June 23rd sounds fascinating. I understand there were some really engaging discussions taking place.
That's right, the focus was on the supply chain challenges that the industry is currently facing and what the future might hold. There was also an insight into the Factory of the Future initiative.
I see, and I understand there were several presenters from Bay Systems who shared their knowledge. Who were they?
The speakers included Paul Burns, Stephen Wilcock, Chris Agnew, Gemma Foster, James Ritchie, and Andrew Radcliffe. Each one gave an informative and engaging presentation.
Wow, that is quite a lineup. I imagine the topics covered were really in-depth. What were some of the main points discussed?
Well, the event focused on the current and future problems within the supply chain. There was a lot of discussion about how companies can work together to overcome these challenges and ensure the continued growth of the industry.
That sounds really important. It must be quite a challenge to manage supply chains in such a complex industry.
It definitely is. With the aerospace industry being so global, supply chain issues can have far-reaching impacts. That's why it's so vital for companies to collaborate and find innovative solutions.
I agree. The Factory of the Future initiative sounds particularly interesting. Can you explain what that involves?
The Factory of the Future is about embracing new technologies and processes to improve efficiency and productivity. It's about looking ahead and preparing for the future needs of the industry.
That's a really forward-thinking approach. I imagine that requires a lot of investment and planning.
Absolutely, it's about not just investing in technology, but also in people and skills. The goal is to create a sustainable and adaptable aerospace industry for the future.
I think it's great that the Northwest Aerospace Alliance is facilitating these kinds of events. It must be a really valuable opportunity for members to connect and learn from each other.
Definitely, these events allow companies to share best practices, discuss challenges, and explore opportunities for collaboration. It's all about building a stronger aerospace cluster in the Northwest.
So, what's next for the Northwest Aerospace Alliance?
Well, the team is already looking forward to the next event. They're keen to continue supporting members and driving innovation across the region.
That's really exciting. Thanks for sharing all of this, Daniel. I think our listeners will be interested in attending future events.
You're welcome, Emma. And don't forget to check the NWAA website for details of upcoming events and more information about the Factory of the Future initiative.
That's a great reminder. Thanks again to Bay Systems for hosting this event and to all the speakers for their valuable insights.
Thank you, and that's all for this week's Northwest Aerospace Alliance news. Tune in next time for more updates on the region's aerospace industry.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.